This is the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast, lighthearted and heartfelt conversations about what it looks like to live, heal, and blossom in middle age. I'm your host, April Pruitt. Let's get our bloom on.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Living in Mid-Bloom podcast. This is April. I hope you all are having a great week. Hope you had a good Easter for those of you who celebrate Easter. I know Passover is coming very late this year. A friend and I were talking about that, and I know it all has to do with the equinox and the moon and stuff like that. But anyway, so today we are talking about our bodies. Well, my body anyway. I can't tell you how many times I would look back, like say 5 years back, say I'm 25 and I think I wasn't happy the way I looked at 20. And then I look and I'm thinking, I look pretty good. Why wasn't I happy with my body then? It's like, why can't I love my body where it is right now? I would tell you I'm not happy with it because I know I need to lose weight. I need to continue to take better care of myself. But I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it that I need to be happy right now, because if I don't, then I'm not present. And then it's constant self-judgment. I've always had a weight issues. And oh my gosh. Okay. Allie, come on, honey. Oh my goodness. This little beast. You know, we heard you last week. That's enough for this week. Okay. Okay. Do your thing. Let mommy earn a buck. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I've always had weight issues. And I'm talking like third or fourth grade. I remember I'll eat a boiled egg, you know, a piece of toast. I mean, I don't remember anybody calling me fat or anything, but for some reason, I wasn't happy. So I remember, Allie, for goodness sake, I can't. Okay. All right. Jeez. So when I was like in third or fourth grade, I remember my mom putting on it. It wasn't like a full, you know, bra per se. It was kind of like a more like a fitted t-shirt. And I remember not liking it and wondering, why do I have to wear this? So I suppose I was getting boobs then, that there were things moving around that she didn't want moving around. But, you know, again, I don't really remember why. So let me talk a little bit about just goings on in the universe of stars and music, famous people that get work done, lips done and boobs done and eyes done and face done and butt thing done. And I don't know how comfortable would I be in a different body, and, you know, will there ever be satisfaction? I hear about these scares that these women that get these butt lifts have had problems because they go to someone who actually doesn't know what they're doing. And my understanding, this is not about what they want. It's about what I guess the men want or fans want. Honestly, I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure about that. All right. So here we are, third grade, putting on semi kind of bra, dieting for whatever reason, not happy with my body already. I remember when I was in seventh grade and standing in line for lunch. And I remember this boy, he's kind of hits me on the arm. Hey, what are those bumps on your shirt? What are those? Of course, I know what he's talking about, but I just completely ignore him. And then there's another kid that was bothering me. He literally would put me in a headlock as I'm walking to lunch. Hey girl, what are those things? I finally stopped going to lunch and I would spend my time in the library. I didn't see any teacher or anybody helping me. I didn't know how to ask for, hey, you know, this kid is bothering me. This kid literally has me in a chokehold. So I tell you, that was a way to lose weight. You skip lunch. I hated that school. And I am grateful that we weren't there for another year. My family moved. But again, it's just an ongoing issue. My dad's family, my great-grandmother and my grandmother and my granduncle, the three of them lived together. And every Friday, there would be a fish fry. But my great-grandmother, God, I loved her so much. We called her Grams. Beautiful soul. I always felt safe with her. She didn't try to make me do anything, or I could just sit quietly and just be with them. I loved that. And it's funny, every time we would go there, I mean, the house had this really musty smell, but that smell to me, that was a smell of love. So every Friday we go there along with my dad's sister and her kids, and kids are hanging out upstairs, parents downstairs playing cards, fish is frying. And at one point, I hear my mom say my name, but I'm not quite sure what she's talking about. So I kind of moved to the top of the stairs so I could hear her. And she was saying something about, yeah, her breast, an issue with my breast. That's all I remember. I don't remember exactly what she was saying, but there's an issue. And I didn't address it with her because I was too embarrassed, because I thought, okay, you know, what is wrong? What's wrong? And I just kind of tucked it in, as you do. Let's move forward a few years. As I may have said, or in previous episodes, that my dad was in the military. He was in the Army. And because of that, I could continue to get medical insurance until I was 21, even though he had retired. So my mom and I, my sister, my dad, whatever, we'd go to Scott Air Force Base to still get medical care. And I don't remember why I was there with my mom, but as we're waiting, she says to me, well, you know, you're still covered under medical until you're 21, and you could have surgery so you can have your breasts reduced. I was just like, what? You know, I'm 17 and I'm like, there's something wrong? Truly. And I said, no. I didn't know what else to say. Yeah, sure, I want someone to hack on me because you think there's a problem, even though I never thought there was a problem. I'm grateful that I was strong enough because believe me, I just didn't think much of myself in general, or that I had any control in my life. But thank you, God, for helping me say no. And then she let it go. She didn't bring it up again. So life goes on as I question, should I do something? Should I not do something? So I just forget about it. It's really her issue. It's not my problem at all. So I'm moved to Washington, D.C. to work, live with a boyfriend. And I've been working there for a few years. Good people, great management. And there was a female assistant manager, and she wanted to talk to me. Yeah, Kitty, good riddance. So she wanted to talk to me. She kind of pulled me inside and said, look, I was talking to my doctor, and I'm going to take you to him today because I think that I'm going to kill this cat. Okay, so she pulls me aside and I told him about, you know, your large breast and that he can get a medical approval so you can have a reduction and it wouldn't be considered cosmetic. It would be necessary because of, you know, we'll just say that you have back issues. So I go with her, get in her car, go to the doctor's office. Doctor looks and says, yeah, he can write me a note. We can work whatever out. And I say nothing. I say absolutely nothing. I'm just a zombie. Here is someone apparently who has watched me for a few years and has made the decision that I'm going to help her out here. I'm going to help her out. Now, I will say that in my 20s, I was not a good dresser, meaning I didn't understand that it probably wasn't the best idea to wear like a tight shirt, but I wasn't thinking about showing off anything. It was just like, I bought clothes and I put them on. I was never thinking about, did I look cute? Did I look attractive? I just never thought that way. But after this, I started thinking that way. I thought, okay, what am I doing? What can I do to change something here? And still, it's in the back of my mind of, do I need to get something done? Two people that I care about have offered to help me by carving up my body. Surprised that I had low self-esteem and I struggled with, you know, standing straight up when I walked. My family or friends would, hey, April, straighten up. Why are you bent all over? And okay, I'll straighten up, but why? You know, I've got a problem and I'm embarrassed by this problem, even though I don't think I have a problem, but everybody else does. All of these women that want large breasts, but of course they want them perky and perfect. One thing I have to say is I am working on loving my body where it is right now. Because if I don't, I'll never be able to accept who I am and where I am. That's just where I am. I hope that everybody listening understands that, because the majority of women, I'm sure, and plenty of men that have this, the same issue of, there's something wrong with my body. I know there is, because I don't look like so-and-so on TV or that person or that person. I was just reading some things on the internet and I looked at some information on the Mayo Clinic website, and it talked about dysmorphia, which is considered a mental health condition, and to do with shame in your physical appearance. But I sit here thinking, it's like, I wasn't ashamed of my body until somebody introduced shame into me and let me know, hey, there's a problem here. And we're willing to help you with it. You know, there are things you can do to rectify it. I mean, I had no idea there was an issue. And then between that, these messages on TV, especially now with young kids, as individuals that are getting messages, whether it's from their fellow schoolmates and bullies that have their own issues and why they're throwing them on other kids, or a family member that has their own body issues and then kind of pass that on to you because of their problem. They think, oh, so-and-so's got the same issue. I'll help them out because nobody helped me out. I'll let them know that, you know, they can get this or this done. Most kids are not going to speak up about how they are feeling with something like that. I know that it's difficult enough to have your own opinion and to be the person you are as a teenager or even younger. But when someone you love, someone you respect, is telling you something otherwise, you tend to think, well, there must be something there. Because I know they care about me. So they must think that this is a good thing for me, that there is a problem. So let me leave you with a few ideas. One, love your body where you are right now. It doesn't mean that your body is exactly the way you want it to be, meaning if you feel that for health reasons, you need to lose some weight, and that's something you're working on, that's fine. But it's not going to work if you can't love where you are. It won't. Two, aren't there people you love in your life that aren't perfect or appear to be perfection? Of course not. So why would you put that on yourself? If your breasts are larger than maybe the average person, so what? So you have a tummy and you're carrying an extra 15 pounds, so what? How do you feel about that? Are you feeling okay? Do you need to talk to your doctor? Are you doing anything to harm yourself? Well, if the answers make sense to you, then keep on moving and living your life. Because that's what I'm going to do. It is old, old news. How many years am I going to continue? I'm going to look back 5 years ago and say, wow, I wish I had been happy with my body then because it wasn't as bad as it is now. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not. Thank you, lovely listeners. Thank you for listening. And I want you to be the best you can be, whatever that is. I think whatever that is loving yourself to the best of your ability. You got to do that first. What does RuPaul say? If you can't love yourself, how in the world are you going to love anybody else? Can I get an amen up in here? Okay. All right. Love you all. Thanks for listening and talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me today on Living in Mid-Bloom. I hope you found this episode insightful, meaningful, and maybe it's given you something to think about. I invite you to share your positive reviews or ideas on topics you would like me to touch on by leaving your comments on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. We are all divine beings who just want to be seen, heard, and loved. Have a beautiful day.